I think, you know, the boredom that would produce would just end up being a kind of inertia that would make it very difficult to inject any kind of life or soul into whatever it was you were doing. I think it's important to use the opportunity that the freedom of being right allows you to do.
The process of making Joshua Tree was quite similar to the process of making this record. So all those songs started someplace and they developed into something else. So we wouldn't know how to get back to it. You know, I mean, that's the truth. I wouldn't know where to. Somebody said, well, look, just doing another bad. I think we'd look at it and say, where do we start?
I don't think we are the band that could recreate something, really, because it's such, for us, music is something that's so much to do with its time that once you've done it, it would be impossible to kind of go back. And I think the truth of it is that whenever we go in to make a record, we always go in to make the same record. It's just every time it comes out completely differently for a number of reasons. First of all, because we're listening to very different music and being inspired and turned on by different things. And because, you know, we're different people. You know, we've seen, learnt, heard so many more things in the interim period that have interested us, that inevitably we come out with different things. And also we forget all the things that we did know. So, I mean, I would love to be able to sit down and write tunes like we wrote on the Boy album, but I've forgotten how. And so, I mean, that sounds very glib and very throwaway, but in some ways there's some truth to that. Yeah, I listened to some of the early records there not long ago, and I thought, wow, there's some fantastic ideas there, some really great things going on. And how the hell did we come up with those? I have no idea. I have no memory or recollection of coming up with that music. So, I don't think we could, is the answer.
I think it's just trying to keep it interesting for yourself. That's really what we're about. And whatever rock and roll is, and I'm not sure what it is, it seems to be about the moment and being in that moment. And, you know, what we're trying to do on this record is take all the ideas that are in the air, you know, what musical or even just what's out there, you know, just what people are thinking, and just try to put it all into one record. I like to think that in U2 there's lots of different colours and different feelings, and I think that's what a rock and roll band has to do now.
Well, in that context then, Edge, or Larry, how would you describe pop?